KQED.
Some primary care doctors around the Bay Area are converting to cash-only practices rather than taking insurance payments. Kamal Mangrajani reports doctors who choose this model are leaving some of their patients behind.
76-year-old Jaya Lakshmi Yogaratnam climbs onto the table at her doctor's office. She's been having a runny nose lately, and her primary care doctor, Hasana Kamar, wants to check her out.
Mm-hmm. And can you please say, ah? Good.
Yogaratnam's visit used to be covered by Medicare, but Kamar no longer accepts it. So Yogaratnam is paying $10 today, plus $39 every month to come here. She says it's worth it if she can stick with her doctor. Dr. Kamar and her husband, Dr. Samir Kamar, say they came up with the idea of starting their own direct primary care clinic, called Medlion, after becoming concerned about the growing number of uninsured in their Monterey community. Is this model competing with insurance companies? Dr. Samir Kamar says yes.
We don't think primary care needs insurance. I think it's ridiculous to pay $500 a month to be treated for a sinus infection every spring. Insurance should be saved for the catastrophes.
Critics of this model argue that when doctors do business this way, they only see half as many patients, and that exacerbates the shortage of primary care doctors. Dr. Sophia Chang is an internist at UCSF and an expert in healthcare delivery.
It's clearly the answer to people who have means and want essentially a different tiered system. It's clearly not the answer if we want to provide population health and if we want to provide good health care to Americans.
The Affordable Care Act allows for retainer-based practices, like this one, to compete in health exchanges when paired with high-deductible insurance. So we may see more of them if the health care law goes into full effect in 2014. I'm Kamal Mangrajani, KQED News.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.